So what do you make of, like, this event? I know, you know, you got the four majors and other tournaments that, you know, the players and things that are very competitive and strong fields, but, like, this is the best of the best. Like, am I crazy to think that this is maybe the toughest tournament of the year to win?
No, I don't think that's crazy at all. I think Nosferatu, who does a lot of the official World Golf Ranking stuff on Twitter, he said that this is the strongest non-major field in his database this week. I think that's a fair assessment. You have, you know, the top 124 because Louis Oosthuizen withdrew in typical Louis fashion. But yeah, like it's an extremely difficult tournament to win, and we kind of see the cream rise to the top in this tournament a lot. Like, just thinking about you know, winners over the past few years, it's usually guys way up at the tippy top. So yeah.
So before we get into some of your favorite picks and stuff like that, what are you looking at, any certain statistics here? Like, is there anything that catches your eye? I mean, it is the best of the best, and, you know, Rahm is coming in red hot, and we'll get into him in a little bit, but is there anything, like, from a statistic standpoint that you're looking at, whether it's DFS or just betting, of guys that, you know, kind of have, like, their form and their game kind of is this course takes to that?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm probably of a different mindset than a lot of the guys that you hear talk about golf. I don't spend a ton of time going into, you know, very granular, specific, like which category of strokes gained, which greens and regulation. Mm-hmm. I sort of take it all in, and come up with my power ranking score. And, if you're familiar with, like, Massey Peabody or ESPN, like the, what is it? FPI, mm-hmm. basically I have a rating where, it's like how good a golfer is compared to an average golfer on tour. And it's just strokes per round. So that's kind of how I look at things. And, like you just mentioned, Rahm is, just absurdly far and ahead of everybody else at the moment. So I'm having a hard time. I'm not usually a 10-1 better in golf outrights, but he's tempting me this week.
Yeah, no kidding. So yeah, you got your PGA DFS volatility report over at FTN Daily or FTNFantasy.com. But if you use Bogey Free, you are going to save yourself a bit of a discount, whether it's FTN Bets, FTN Fantasy, and FTN Daily. So let's get into Rahm and the rest here up at the top of the board. It is Rahm 8-1. I'm using some odds here from DraftKings. Spieth 12-1. DJ, I think DJ feels like he's starting to come around just a little bit. I don't know. It's been a rough go for him. 16-1. Morikawa 16-1. Xander 18-1. McIlroy 22-1. Koepka 22 as well. Bryson 25. Justin Thomas 25. And Answer at 21. So yeah, Rahm up at the top of the board. And I know you, and following your work, and a lot of people, same sort of deal, don't love to bet at the top of the board here, but you can go back years ago when Tiger was always at the top of the board. If you were just baiting him, you weren't winning any cash. But Rahm's coming in. Man, what a season for him. Talk to me about John Rahm and just how good he's been.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at his last five starts, right, he's T3, seventh place, won the U.S. Open. He had to withdraw because of the COVID test, but he was six strokes ahead of the Memorial, which, speaking of strong fields, like, the Memorial is also a very strong field. And then he was T8 before that. Like, he's just been on a completely different level. It's sort of like he's finally reached the level that we all kind of saw in him. And he's still a young guy. Like, I think people were pretty hard on him to start his career. But he's been insane lately. My simulator makes him plus 920. I know DraftKings is a little bit lower at 8-1, but there are some 10-1s still floating out there, I think on Bet365 and a few other places. So not a huge chunk of value, but I think you could like feel pretty comfortable doing that or a top five, just to get a little bit of exposure to him, because I tweeted it out earlier in the week, but with that power ranking I was talking about, the gap from him to Colin Morikawa, who's number two in my power ranking, is the same as the gap from Morikawa to the 27th ranked golfer in the field this week.
Wow.
So, and I've never seen anything like even remotely close to that. So I'm definitely going to have plenty of exposure to him in a few different ways this week.
I was just going to ask you if you've seen a gap that large, and you just answered it. Wow, that's crazy. And again, yeah, use the free over at FTMBets.com. We have the free prop shop. You can get the best possible odds out there. I did see Rory at 25-1 in certain spots, but yeah, 22-1 here. Let's dig a little bit deeper into maybe some longer odds. Is there any others that really stand out to you?
Yeah, a couple of guys that I'm sort of looking to get exposure to on my card rather than in DFS because they're going to be pretty high owned would be Webb Simpson and Harris English. Webb Simpson, there's some 40-1s out there, and I make him 33-1, so pretty decent chunk of value there. And like his last three tournaments, he's been in the top 20 each time, so definitely coming in with good form. He's sort of been like a little forgotten this year. You know, 2 years ago, he was just at the top of everything, competing every week in contention. He's been a little up and down, but it seems like he's sort of rounding into form at the right time right now. So, Webb is sort of a guy that doesn't do any one particular thing incredibly, but it just has that all around game where he can, even if he's sort of, you know, not as sharp on approach, he can make up for it on the greens and things like that. So he's one of the least tilting golfers to bet, in my opinion.
Who's the most tilting golfer for you?
Oh gosh. I mean, I never get Spieth right. Whether I'm, you know, picking him or fading him, I'm always playing whack-a-mole with Spieth. I think he's probably cost me more money than anybody else.
I thought he had a pretty good year. You know, a nice bounce back. I think a lot of people were counting him out. It's been a roller coaster ride, though, so I get that, right? Spieth, like the next best thing years ago when he was a rookie and he was winning tournaments. And then a couple years ago in the Masters, I was in on him on the Masters when he had that meltdown. So I'm assuming you were as well, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with him is, like, he still has that like blow up round in him, even when he's in contention. Like he could end up finishing like T3 and he could still have like a 76 during his week. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah. Those are the times where I'm like, oh, like he's clicking this week. I'm going to bet him in a head to head for round two. And then he goes out and shoots like 75.
So I'd like to hear that you were in on Webb Simpson. He does seem to be consistent, usually there on the weekend and making things happen on Sundays. So I was happy that when I asked you for some players, I'd already bet him. So I was like, nice. I like that as well. And then another guy that you had, Harris English at 40-1. Talk to me about him.
Yeah, sort of the same deal. He's 10th in the world right now. I think if you, you know, texted your group chat, who are the biggest sports fans, I don't think that many people would know too much about him. But he's been playing great. He won the Travelers. A few weeks ago, he has two wins on the season. So he's a guy again, that's, I mean, I'm looking at Kyle Murray's ownership projections here. He's definitely going to be chalky, as far as DFS is concerned, but for betting, we don't care about that. So, I make him about 22-1 to win, and you can find him at 40-1 in some places. Yeah, pretty much across the board, I'm showing value on him from my simulator. So he's a guy that I'm definitely in on this week.
On the way out, before we switch gears and we talk a little football with you, you mentioned DFS. Is there an underrated a guy that's not chalky that you think that, you know, you'll have in a lot of your lineups?
My usual strategy, especially up at the top, is just going with whoever's lowest owned, regardless of how I feel about them, because just game theory wise, that's shown to be a pretty profitable thing. And Xander Schauffele this week is projected for single digit ownership, and he just won a gold medal. Like he's playing pretty well. So seems a little silly to me.
Surprised to hear that, actually. Out of all the players that, you know, you would have set up at the top, I wouldn't imagine that he would have single digit ownership. Yeah, he's playing pretty well. There's no question about that.